the Korban Pesach becomes a Shlomim. And what do we need it for? Chad, one pasuk is Li Ibra Simanoi. That means Rosh Hashanah Shchitas HaPesach. Li Ibra Simanoi means you shechted the Korban Pesach after the time, after Erev Pesach. Even though the Korban maybe was fit to be a Korban Pesach, but now it's Ibra Zmano, it's not the Zman of a Korban Pesach anymore. So look, it has looked like a Korban Shlomim. For Yivra Shinosai. And then the same thing, Yivra Shinosai means it's a year old, that the Korban is a year old already, so it's not fit to be a Korban Pesach. That's one Pesach. Then now it's changed over to become into a Korban Shlomim. V'chad, another Pesach is Ibra Zmanoi V'loi Shinosai. So the first pasuk is both things happen. It's after the Zman of Pesach and it became too old. The second pasuk is Le'ibra Zman, it's after the Zman of Pesach, but V'loi Shinos, it's still only 1 year, still in its first year. V'chad, the third pasuk is Le'loi Ibra, it's still in the first year. V'chad, Le'loi Ibra, Le'loi Zman of V'loi Shinosai, it's still in the first year, and it's just now before Pesach. It's like in Chedesh Adir. If someone is Makdish, it's Korban Pesach and Chodesh Adar, and now they shecht it now during the Chodesh Adar before Pesach. Here also it has Loch alike a Shlomim. And that's why we need these three psukim. The Gemara explains with three Chanitak, all three psukim. Because of Rachimor Nechad of Torah would have just written one posik, Habimin, I would have thought to say, Hechad Yibrish Nosoi Uzmanoi. When the Korban now is too old, it's a year old already, and also it's after the Zman of Pesach, this carbon has no shaykhs to Pesach anymore. Then it changes over to become into a carbon shlomin. But in a case where true it's after the Yom Tov of Pesach, but it's still not a year old yet, to chazal of Pesach Sheni. This carbon still could be brought for carbon for Pesach Sheni. A maloi, maybe it's not uprooted, l'shem Pesach, but it doesn't come into a shlomin, but it remains a Pesach, we brought for Pesach Sheni. Maybe shecht it now, maybe be puzzled. Because the Rachmon Hanetat, if I only have two psukim, Mishum di Yitchel Humi Mosayu. Our Korporim, since it's after the Chag HaPesach, it's uprooted from what it was aimed for. You did not bring it for the Korban Pesach itself. That's why maybe changes over to be a Korban Shlomim. Aval Hecha de Loi Ovar Loi Zman of Loi Shnosoi. But let's say now it's before Pesach, and the Korban is fit to be brought for Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. The chazil of Pesach, that this carbon is fit to be a part of carbon Pesach, emalai, maybe the shecht it now early, before Yudalad Benisim, maybe sack apostle, tzricha, I need a special apostle for this, no, even in this case, still the carbon changes over to be a carbon shlamim, and the carbon is kosher. That's why I need all three psukim. I think where it says, Omarav, Mishmei de Mabug, Rav says over the name of Mabug, that chatis, if you have a korban chatis, somebody did a chet, he's supposed to bring a korban chatis, and the kohen now made the shechita l'shem chatis nachshon. That's the soyer chatis, the chanukah sanasim, when the nesim brought it, when the chanukah samazbech, the nesim brought a korban chatis. So lochar is kshera, it's still kosher. Rashi says, and Rashi explains, like, v'loyhevish, it's not considered a shino kodesh. We do not say like that Chatas Nachshon really once for would have been it, since Chatas Nachshon. Kivund Ladaran also only comes for present. It's not coming for Kaporo. So maybe it's called the Shino Kodesh. Kamashmula no. Lamais is still called the Chatas, and therefore it's Kshero. The Yom HaKro, because the Postik says, Gemara says, the Yom HaKro, Zoyis Teres HaChatas. That means Tera Achas L'chol HaChatois. As long as it's brought L'shem HaKorban Chatas, there's no psul of Shino Kodesh. Any chattis has a shem chattis on it. Now Yosef Rava Koma Lo Lo Shmaitito. Rava sat down and said over this halacha, Mishmei de Mabug is the name of a chacham. So Eisvei Rav Meshashi the Rava. So Rav Meshashi asked the question to Rava. It says that Rav Shimon says that Kol Hamanochis Shenik Mitzu Shalor Lishmon Ksheres. Any mincha that they made the kmitza. That's like the first type of the avodah. That's like a shechita by a korban to make a kmitza by a mincha. That the kohen puts his handful and takes the handful of the mincha out. So kol amnacha shenik mitzvah. When he takes out the kmitza, he does it shloim lishmon ksheres for loy avi olu lebanu mishum chayva. And Reb Shimon says by mincha even olu shem chayva. Why? Reb Shimon says that for yishen hamnachas daimet lezvachim, because the mincha is not like a zevet like a korban. שהקוימץ מחבס לשם מרחשס מעשה מוכיחן עליהו שמחבס. Because we could see, you make the kmitz of a machabas, a frying pan, even though you have a mind to do it l'shem macheshes, but everybody could see it's not a macheshes, it's a machabas. One is a flat pin and one is a deep pin. So if you're using right now a deep pin, everybody sees it's a deep one, it's not a flat one. Charev l'shem belula, even if you made a mincha charev, a dried one, like a seita, without the shemen, you did it l'shem belula, shem a mincha that's mixed up with shemen, still it's not possible. Why? Because Marcel Mechichen, Shechareva, everybody could see that it's a dried out mincha. It's not wet, it's dried out. Everybody could see it. Avo Mashenken Bezvochen by Korbin. Einoi, Kane, it's not that way. Because Shechita Achas Lekulon, there's one Shechita. Whether it's for this Korban or for that Korban, it's the same fight of the Shechita. So in the mice itself, we do not see that this Korban Shechita is done the shame of Korban Chattis. You do the shame early, maybe it's done the shame early. We do not see in the avoid it's being done the shame chattis. Kabbalah achas lekulon is all one avoid of a Kabbalah. And zricha achas lekulon, you all have the same type of a zricha. So if Shimon says by karbonus, the attack is Shina Kurdish makes a psul. Mashenken by menoches, there we see clearly the action you're doing. So even though you have a machshava the opposite way, he holds that machshava means nothing. Rashi says the machshava and ikerish is sheker. Sover of Shimon the way Mahani, a machshava that we see is false. We see the actions you're doing, it is a minchis macheshes. Even though you have a mind doing a minchis machabas, that means nothing. So now, like this, Taima, what's the reason why Shimon says by menoches is kosher? The maaseh machichin, because the maaseh of the mincha we see clearly you're doing it the right way. But it's mashmo ein maaseh machichin. Let's say by menoches. If we cannot tell the action, we would not be able to tell the difference between a machlas and a macheshes. Loi, then we would not say that Shinu Kodesh is kosher, but then we would say Shinu Kodesh makes a psul. The question is, am I? Why? Loi, why not say the pasuk says, Zois teras amincha, that terach is a chol amenoches. Just like you tell me like Zois teras achatis. As long as you're mechavim, the shame achatis. There's no psul of Shinu Kodesh, so why not say the same story by mincha also? Zois teras amincha, meaning if you bring in a mincha now, any type of a kavani you have, as long as it's a shame of mincha, even though it's the wrong type of a mincha, still it should be kosher. And the Ephraim Shimon is mashma now, I said, it's mashma. The only reason why it's kosher is because the machshava, like it's nika, that it's sheker. But if it would not be nika, we cannot tell, then the machshava would passel. Why? It's being done the shame mincha. So, Lechura, why does Mabuk say that by a chapis is kosher? So, where it says true, if you learn from Mabug, this is what he meant to say. Omer Rav Mishmei de Mabug, Rav says over the name of this Kocha Mabug, that Chatish Shochato, Al Menas Shishchata Bo Nachshon Ksheiro. If you shech the Korban Chatis, Al Menas, that the Kapora should go for the Nosi Nachshon, here is Ksheiro. Why? Because Nusvar ain't Kapora Lamesim. There's no Psul Shinu Bailim, that's what he meant to say. There's no Psul Shinu Bailim if you have in mind somebody that's dead already. So only if you have in mind a Chaveroi doing the devil you had before, he has to also be Mechuyiv a Kapora Kamoisoi. But here that he's Mace already, Nachshon is Mace already, therefore there's no Psul Shinu Bailim. That's what he meant to say. Chad Gemara, so that's what he meant to say. Vilema, Mace Biyam, let him say anybody that's dead. If you make a Korban to shame somebody that's dead, there's no Psul Shinu Bailim. What do you say Nachshon for? Gemara says, "Hol kamashmon is what's come to teach us. Hol kamashmalon that time of the mace. Why is there no psul on it? Because Nachshon died already. Ha dechai for somebody to be alive. Dum yidin Nachshon psula. Even though the person is like Nachshon, still will be psula. Well, mind you, what kind of case is this? Chatis nozir v'chatis mitzayra. But a chatis nozir and a chatis mitzayra, even though they're not brought on a chet." Still, if you shecht one korban chattis, l'shem a person, l'shem somebody else, so it would make a psul of shinu kodesh, or shinu bailam. So in other words, that's the deek here, that there would be a psul shinu bailam. If you shecht a korban chattis, al manasseh shemechapeh for somebody, that's like a nozir or a mitzayra, so since they need a korban chattis, therefore there will be a psul of shinu bailam. So I ask the question, why? For the Gemara, like why should it be possible? Because these type of a chatoyis that a nozir and a mesor brings is like a korban oila. They don't bring it on a chet. And we had before, if you shech the korban chatas amish and mechuyev oila, it's kosher.
So Chur, why is there still Shinu Bailam here? The Chur, it's not called the Shinu Bailam because the owner is not Mechuyev Chatis on a Chet only for a Nozer or Metzora. It's more so true. Eli Yitma, we learned also from Mabug Hochi, this is the way we learned. That Omar Rav Rav says over Mishmei, the name of Mabug, that Chatis is Shokoto. Al Shemechuyev Chatis Kenachshon Kshair and Echnami. If you shech the korban chatis, that's supposed to be brought for chet. And you have in mind now it should be mechata for Reuven. And Reuven is only mechuyev chatis like Nachshon, meaning a korban chatis not for a chet. Like a nozer or mitzvah, k'sher enech nami is kosher. Why? Because chatis Nachshon oilu. Because chatis Nachshon is like a korban oilu. Since it's not brought for chet, it's not called as a mechuyev kapora kamoisoi, there's no psul of shinu bailu. And Iki Diyomar, some say like this. Iki Diyomar, Omar Rav, Mishmei the Mabuk. Chatis Sheshokato. Lishem Chatis Nachshem Sula. No. In other words, Al Shinu Kodesh is Fossil. It is Shech the regular Korban Chatis. Lishem a Korban of Chatis Nachshem is like a Psula. Why? Because Chatis Nachshem Eilahu. It's only still like a Korban Eilahu. It's not really a Korban Chatis. This is not Port for Chet. Sadar Abba, it would have a Psul of Shinu Kodesh. Skamorias, if so, Vilayim Echatis Nozi Vechatis Mitzorah, should have said a bigger Kiddush. If you shech the Korban Chatis, Lishem, a Korban Nozi or a Korban Mitzorah, it should also be possible. Because those Chatois are considered like a Korban Eilah. Tomorrow said true, would be the same Alokho. But Ikka is Chatis Nokat. And once said Ikka of a Chatis, Ikka like the first Chatis is, Ikka means a Chatis and Nash. Rashi says, Shurish a Chatois, Shioist a Chatas Yochid, Rishayel like the first Chatis, and brings down this one. Benachnami, there would be a psul of Shinu Kodesh, because it only has a locha like an oila. Omar Rav, Rav says, Chatis Chaylev, Sheshokhoto Lashem Chatis Dam. If somebody has to bring Korban Chatis, they did a chet, he ate Chaylev. And they bring it now Lashem Korban Chatis for that chet of Dam, or Lashem Chatis Akum Ksheira. Because Kafarat is still called the Chatis. Lashem Chatis, not Lashem Chatis Mesar Psula. But if you shech this korban chatas, l'shem mechatas, and a nozer, and a sir brings, that's psula. Why? Hani are listening, like I said before, hani are listening, no, they have love like a korban oilu only, so there would be a psula of shinu kodesh. Boy, Rob, asked the question, chatas, chelev, sheshach, l'shem chatas, the tumas mitish kodesh of maho. The korban chatas is supposed to be brought to somebody ate chelev, and the korina made a shchita l'shem, a korban chatas, the tumas mitish kodesh of. Mi amin do I say chorus to my say it has to only be a type of a chatis that comes on a chiyuv chorus. So since tumas midrash is not a chiyuv chorus, no, mi amin a chorus to my say. Okay, tumas midrash is also a chiyuv chorus. So therefore, it's called chatis l'shem chatis uvik sheiro. I do maybe know and kavua to my say. It's not called kavua by tumas midrash gadoisha. The carbon is a carbon oil of a yarin. So maybe it's called a different type of the carbon. It would be a psul of shinu kodesh. And then Rav Acha Brei the Rav Masna, he learns like this, that Kul Lepsula, all these kakaisi, all these korban chatas, they're all like a psula. But in my time, the Pesuk says, V'shochat oiso lechatis, meaning l'shem oiso lechatis, part of the kavono, to make it l'shmo by Kodesh, has to be l'shmo, l'shem that chet that you did. So the shech the korban chatas that brought for chelev, on a chet of dam, it would also be a psula of shinu Kodesh. So the Gemara says back, Omale Ravashi the Ravacha Brei the Rova. So Ravashi now says to Ravacha Brei the Rova, according to what you're saying, that Rova just said, that a kuloi lipsula says, so boy the Rova heichamas nizolo. How did you learn the shail of Rova? Like what kind of shail did Rova have? If he shechta chatis l'shema chatis of tumas mitzvah kodeshov. You just said Rova hold this psula even one chet for another chet. So what was Rova's shail? Some ways he said back to him like this, Ananos, Bishinu Bailam Asinin Law. We learned Rav Shiloh, Negate the Loch of Shinu Bailam. And Vahochi Masinin Law, this is the way you're supposed to learn it. That Omar Rav says like this, Chatis Chelev, Sheshochat Al Misha Mechuyiv Chatis Dam, Vechatis Akum Posel. If Ruvain's Korbin Chatis, that he brought Kasiyat Chelev, the Koyin now Shechted it, that it should be mechaper for Shimon, that he ate dam, or for Shimon, that did the chet of Avodah Zorah, so psula, that will have a psula of Shinu Bailam, since the other person is also mechuyev v'chatis, so melo, there will be a psula of Shinu Bailam. What's going to be, Yalmisha mechuyev v'chatis, nozer v'chatis mitzorah, shero, let's say the Kohen Shech's Ruvain v'chatis, which was brought for Ruvain for Chelev,
Al Menasa should be a kapora for Shimon, that Shimon's only mechuyev echatas nozer echatas mitzayro, there is ksheira. Why? Because it's not called the mechuyev a kapora kemaisai. He's not mechuyev echatas for a kapora. Now, Uboyin-law, Rav had a shadow like this. Uboyin-law, hochi, that boy Rava chatas chaylev sheshachato. Al Misha mechuyev echatas omas mitzvah kudoshav mahu. Yeshechted Ruvain's korban chatas, he brought the chaylev. And the Kohen had in mind to be mechaper for Shimon, that's mechuyi of a korban for tumas mitzvah kedoshah. Here's the shaila: Mi yamrin and korus kemoisei is also mechuyi of chatis for the avera of korus of going after the mikdash, or it's called mechuyi of kapara kemoisei. There will be a psula shino bailam. Or dumma may be no en kavua kemoisei teiko, since the korban is a korban eilu biyurid, not a korban kavua like his chatis of chelev. So maybe it's not called mechuyi of kapara kemoisei. Maybe there will not be a psula shino bailam. So that was Rava's suffix. Ren Khanami Bashino Kaidish, there wouldn't be any suffix. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. Yeah, we're holding Svachim Yeh Daf Yud. Just last Gemara in Daf Tesma Beis. The bottom Gemara was again that Itma, but not like this. Shochat Olishmo Lizroik Domarshal Olishmo. They made the Shchita Olishmo. But he had in mind then that later when he plans to make the Zerika, when the Kohen plans to make the Zerika, that should be done Shalei Lishma. And then later, when he really made the Zerika, he did not have the Kavona to do with Shalei Lishma. So really his Kavona Shalei Lishma was only B'Shah Shchita. But again, B'Shah Shchita did not have in mind right now this Shchita should be done. Let's say it's a Korban Chatis. He did not have in mind that this shechita should be done l'shem korban eilo. He had in mind now b'shach shechita that later when he plans to make the zrika, he'll do the zrika l'shem korban eilo. And later he does not have that in mind. So what's the halacha? So what's the machlokes? Reb Yochanan or Mavsula Yochanan says yes, this is also considered a machshav of psula of shinu kodesh. For Resh Lakish or machsher, Resh Lakish says no, this machshav does not help, and therefore the korban is still kosher. So what's the machlokes? Reb Yechanan, no mafsul, Reb Yechanan says, yes, this is a psul, it's a machshav shvel lishmo, why? Mechashvin, me avoida li avoida. You grab the wrong machshava, b'shas one avoida for the other avoida, like here. B'shas, you're doing the shchita, you have in mind that later when you plan to make the zrika, you're going to make a shvel lishmo. So the machshava right now is chalin the korban, it makes the korban with a psul of shvel lishmo. And the alfino mi machshavis pigul. We learn out from machshavis pigul. So Rashi says the alfino machshavis pigul means the mahani behochi, the nam beperik sheni hashoychet es hazevach al menaz lizroik doim lemocha pigul. The loch of pigul is that's not tamo machshava shloi lishmo. Mashenken pigul means b'shas you do one of the dalar avodis, you have in mind that the achilas, which either means the achilas hamezbeach the zrikas adam, or the Haktaras Emurim, or else you have in mind the Achilas Adam, what the Kohen's allowed to eat from the Korban, to do it the wrong time. Let's say you're supposed to do it today, you have in mind you plan to do it tomorrow. So that Machshava makes the Korban Pigul, that now there's an Issa to eat the Korban. Yechayev Koros to eat the meat. So that's called Machshava's Pigul. And Machshava's Pigul helps. We'll see later on from Sukkim that even though Yoni Mechasher Bishash Shchita, that you plan to make the Zrika tomorrow, or you plan to make the Haktara tomorrow, it's Chal Psul Piglu in the Korban right now Bishash Shchita. So Yechon says we learn out the Psul of Shlalu Shmo from the Psul of Pigul, that you could do it from one Avoida for the other Avoida. For a shlokesh or machsher, a shlokesh says no, by the machshava shloi lishmo, since b'shah shchita itself, you do not have a kavona that this shchita should be done l'shem another korban. You only have in mind now that later the zriki you plan to do for another korban, so you hold the still kshera. And ein mechashvin, kwasiyos, ein mechashvin, mi avoida li avoida. Your kavona right now b'shah shchita does not help. Because right now you do not have a kavon in the shchita, you only have a kavon in the zrika. So the machshava for the zrika later does not help right now in the avoida of the shchita. That's called ein mechashvin mi avoida li avoida. And v'lo yafinu machshavas pigul. We do not learn out from machshavas pigul. It's a special desire to cost of like that's the hope soul of pigul. The hope soul of pigul is that b'shah shchita, one of the dalar avoidas, you have in mind that later the achila will be done shleib ismana.
So that's the whole yisoid of pigul. Ma'ashenke and shloi lishmo is the pshat is right now. The shash you're doing one of the dalar avoidis, the machshavah is that this avoidah should be done l'shem a different carbon. Then you have the psul of shloi lishmo. But if shash shchita, you think about the zrika, there's no psul. That's the Rosh Lakish holds. Now v'yozul tamayu, both Rav Yochanan and Rosh Lakish both go according to their own time. V'yozul tamayu. Well, because we learned like this. The Yitma we learned